The Shepherd Study, helping pastors discover literature to broaden their ministries. This week we take a look at Church Marketing 101, Preparing Your Church for Greater Growth, by Richard L. Rising. Our reviewer this week is Pastor Peter Hagen. Richard Rising is the founder and president of Dallas-based Artistry Marketing, a national church consulting firm. We often say in our seminars that over 50% of the churches in the United States should not promote themselves. Shocked? The simple reason is that if your congregants are not actively inviting people to your church, there are reasons why. If visitors are not staying, there are reasons why. The rest of the book attempts to help a congregation's leadership see their church through the eyes of an outsider. The 10 chapters cover many of the same principles that a congregation analysis, such as parish services, school of outreach, etc., would address. Below is a brief summary of each chapter's content. The term marketing, as Rising uses it, is a synonym for communication. All your church does and has done, including your members and your denomination, combines to shape what people think, and ultimately forms their thoughts on whether they consider your church. Our challenge as the New Testament church is to help the world perceive Christ not for who we have, but for who he is. Number two, everything about a church communicates something about that church, from name, signage, external promotion, and location, to website, worship style, ushers, vocabulary, and attire of worshipers. What is your church saying about itself? People are not ashamed of Christ. They are ashamed of their church. Number three, God, in his goodness, enables us to have such new lives in him that we often lose track of what it felt like to be on the outside looking in. How can a congregation be sensitive to a newcomer without compromising the church's doctrine or identity? Number four, using demographics, psychographics, and community needs to understand one's target audience. Are your church's messages meeting people where they live? Does your crowd reflect your community? What does your community need from the church?